The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City has announced it will give Egypt 19 artifacts that it has from the tomb of the boy pharaoh Tutankhamun. The move is being hailed by Egyptian authorities as a positive step in efforts to see national treasures returned to their country of origin. We spoke with VOA's Elizabeth Arad in Cairo, who has been following the ongoing question of the repatriation of art and artifacts. Elizabeth, how significant is the Metropolitan's offer?
Well, as far as artifacts go, it's not a huge number, and the objects are quite small. That said, they're very pretty. One of them is a small bronze dog, just a couple of centimeters tall. There's a bracelet with an intricately carved sphinx. There's also a beaded collar or a sort of necklace. And given the fascination King Tut holds for so many people, anything really connected to him is important. But I think the real significance comes in that this was the Metropolitan initiating the offer. They discovered, apparently only recently, that the provenance of these objects was suspect. And during the excavation of Tutankhamun's tomb back in the 1920s, Egypt decided it was such an unusual find that they would change their policy, their normal policy of letting the archaeological teams keep part of what they found. And in this case, keep all the objects together in one collection and under Egypt's control. But inevitably, some things managed to get smuggled out of the country, and it turns out these 19 objects were among them.
Is it unusual for a museum to return objects to their original owners?
Well, as nice as the Metropolitan has been about this, and Zahi Hawass, the head of archaeology here in Egypt, singled them out with very high praise for their cooperation, they're more the exception than the rule. Egypt's been trying to recover several significant pieces, most famously the Rosetta Stone, which is in the British Museum, and a bust of Nefertiti, which is in Germany, but it hasn't had any luck. Often the owners of these pieces abroad will argue that they're indeed the rightful owners, and they'll point to the provenance under which they were originally obtained. Or then there's the other argument sometimes used, and that's that Egypt doesn't have the proper resources to keep the objects safe.
Well, what does Egypt have to say to that?
Well, as to the conditions, Egypt's in the process of building a new state-of-the-art museum. It should be ready, I think, the year after next to house its extensive collections. So pretty soon that argument will go away. As far as the provenance, because political situations have changed so much since the time many of these claims were made, not just here in Egypt, but around the world, you know, moving from colonial or colonial-like conditions, there's a growing belief that many times even proper paperwork from that era just doesn't count. Zahi Hawass started an international forum of countries trying to help to get them together to get some of their national treasures back. And so you have this gathering of countries as diverse as Peru and Cambodia and from other parts of Africa all working together to change the idea of rightful ownership. And I think that effort will continue to grow, and moves like the Metropolitan's just really help.
That's VOA Middle East Bureau Chief Elizabeth Arad speaking with us from Cairo. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.